If you can vote tomorrow, you should, if for no other reason than it's a civic luxury that many people around the globe don't have. In the last U.S. presidential election, slightly over 57% of eligible voters got their ballot in, not even 60% of the country. Kind of lame. But at least you won't get a fine for it. Maybe we should start thinking about that. In Latin America alone, 12 countries have compulsory voting. The world's Will Carlos is in Rio de Janeiro. So what is the rationale in Brazil for compulsory voting, Will?
Well, the rationale is basically involvement. It's trying to get everybody engaged and excited about democracy and kind of putting it out there. So and just getting everybody to line up and vote and do their civic duty is the whole reasoning behind this. There are two things that happen if you don't vote. First of all, you are faced with a small fine, and it's a tiny fine. I mean, it's about a dollar. But the more important one is if you don't show up to vote, or if you don't show up to the electoral commission afterwards and sort of say, I was a naughty boy or girl and didn't vote, then you won't get this little receipt. And without the receipt that says that you voted, you can't get a passport. You don't get access to sort of various government loans. Things get a lot more tricky. It's a lot less of a headache to show up and vote.
So, Will, do Brazilian voters see any drawbacks to this system of compulsory voting?
They certainly do. So, I mean, here, for example, here's a guy I interviewed last week called Luis Carlos. And this is what he had to say about the whole system.
Eles fazem muita besteira, roubam pra caramba.
So he's saying they do such stupid things, these politicians. They steal from us like hell, and yet we're still obliged to go in there and vote for them and put them in place again, voting them all back in, and they continue doing the same thing, stealing, 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 and stealing. That gives you a pretty good idea of how people feel about the political system here.
Yeah, really. So are there any Brazilians that you've spoken with who say, hey, forcing you to vote is antithetical to democracy? Democracy ought to give you the right to vote, but not to vote if none of the candidates pleases you.
You know, that's an argument I put to various people. I said, well, look, I mean, isn't showing up and not voting, and you do have the option to just kind of abstain. You press a button and it says sort of none of the above. And they do have the option. But that, again, kind of upsets some people. Here's a lady I spoke to called Julia Creci Souza.
Votei. So
Julia says she said, I voted, but I actually abstained. I voted for none of the above because neither of the two finalists was my preferred candidate. I think it was the worst election. The candidates were the worst. And that's why there were so many abstentions and so many spoiled ballots. And there was something like 41% of people who in this latest election, municipal elections in Rio, chose to do this abstention, to vote for none of the above. And that gives you an idea just what proportion of the electorate just to kind of annoyed with the system and kind of show up, but they're not actually voting for any candidate.
And what do Brazilians say when they learn that in the 2012 presidential election here in the States, barely 55% of eligible voters got their ballots in?
Well, I asked a few people about that, and actually what people said was they're really not surprised. I mean, almost all of the people I spoke to said that if they weren't forced to vote, they wouldn't show up to vote. So that gives you an idea of just, you know, to what extent that this law is keeping people involved in the democratic process in Brazil.
Would you say in Brazil that compulsory voting is now firmly entrenched in the political culture there, or are there calls for reform?
There are some calls for reform. And that actually, I spoke to a political scientist, a guy called Mauricio Santoro, about this. He's a professor and political scientist here in Rio de Janeiro. And he said he's kind of upset by this whole idea.
When we became a democracy again 30 years ago, it was in the middle of a giant mobilization to vote for president. So it's actually very sad for me to see that 30 years after that, we are now complaining about voting and saying, oh, no, perhaps I would like to stay at my home and didn't go voting.
Yeah, so Will, when it actually comes to voting, what's it like in Brazil? Like, are there long lines at polling stations? Is it a kind of festive occasion?
It very much depends where you are. So, I mean, the people here in Rio de Janeiro all told me that it was pretty easy to vote. It didn't take them very long. There's a polling station pretty close to their house. But in other parts of the country, I've heard stories of people, you know, taking quite a long time. But here's a lady I spoke to, Regina de Fácio. She was an older lady who told me she's really quite excited about any occasion to vote. So she says, incredible as it seems, I love to vote. So I voted. But again, I do agree that it shouldn't be compulsory. I think it should be optional. And again, that's what I heard from every single person that I spoke to, that really, rather than promoting democracy, most of the people I spoke to said they really see it as undemocratic to force people to show up to the voting booth.
Well, just got to remember, as much as we love to vote, you can only do it once. The world's Will Carlos in Rio de Janeiro. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.